This patch of land in Michigan's Huron-Manistee National Forest was clear-cut last year. That means all the aspen trees were cut down, fed into a chipper, and hauled away to make particle board and paper. All that was left was a wide-open field. A dense stubble of new growth is already emerging from the snow, though, a forest recreating itself. But here's what bothers Marv Roberson, a forest policy specialist for the Sierra Club. Nearly all of the new trees are aspens.
You can see coming up aspen that's most of it less than a year old, some of it's 3 feet tall already, and since it comes from root suckers, what it's done is it's gotten a head start on all of the competition. So next summer, when all these little trees have their leaves out, the floor of what used to be a forest here, and will be again, will have shade on it, and so a lot of the smaller trees that want to come up from seeds that didn't get a chance this summer won't be able to.
Aspens are known as a pioneer species. Whenever there's a major disturbance, a fire, a tornado, or a clear cut, aspens recover quickly, and they take over, squeezing out any other species that might try to grow there. Roberson says he doesn't believe that would happen nearly as often if the forests weren't clear cut. He says the aspens would eventually grow old, die, and fall down, and then, in the absence of a major disturbance, the white pines would thrive again. It's enough of an issue that the Sierra Club has filed a lawsuit against the United States Forest Service. The group is asking that the Forest Service do a study to analyze the long-term effects of clear-cutting aspen on federal land. In the meantime, they're asking for a moratorium on aspen logging in certain parts of the national forests.
The reason for our lawsuit is not to stop the harvesting of aspen. The reason for the lawsuit is to get the Forest Service to do an analysis of what the effects are. We're right now going through the biggest forest experiment in North American history. We're altering the kind of forest that we have, and we don't know what the long-term results are.
The lawsuit has suddenly raised the stakes in what has been an ongoing discussion about the future of the national forests. Every 10 to 15 years, the Forest Service creates a new management plan for each national forest in the Great Lakes region. The discussion often involves representatives from environmental organizations, wildlife preservation groups, and timber companies. But it rarely ends up in court. Forest Service officials are not allowed to comment on the specifics of the lawsuit. But regional planner Sam Emmons says any decisions on forest planning involve a lot of thought, foresight, and input from the public.
The Forest Service is looking for a diversity of timber species and a diversity of wildlife habitats and understands that, you know, whatever transitions are made have some effect on the local sawmills and the pulp mills and the folks that live up in the Northwoods.
The forests are an important part of life in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. The federal government estimates that logging and forest-related activities annually contribute nearly $30 billion to the economies of just those three states. For many of those who live in the region, logging is what pays the bills. Jim Schmierer of Michigan Technological University's forestry program says residents in the Upper Great Lakes forests approach issues about the forests with a blend of intelligence, experience, and passion.
Maybe grandpa was a logger, or, you know, they've been managing a family woodlot for 50 years, and so there's a real strong connection to the land in a lot of cases up here with people that are very familiar with forest practices, so it's kind of unique. A much different situation than some of the West, so definitely an interesting dynamic here.
For that reason, the Sierra Club lawsuit has created some resentment among those who make their living from logging aspen. John Lamy is president of the Timber Producers Association of Michigan and Wisconsin. He says the Forest Service's management plans involve a lot of public input and compromise. He says he doesn't understand why the Sierra Club had to get the courts involved.
I just feel that since everybody had a chance to participate in the plan and develop the plan, and that plan has been approved, that we should allow that process to go forward. And the Sierra Club has chosen to go through the courts to change a major part of that plan.
Marv Roberson of the Sierra Club says his group has been trying to work within the system, but he says the Forest Service isn't getting the message. So the lawsuit is simply a last resort. In the end, the Sierra Club may be getting its way even without the lawsuit. Since the 1960s, the aspen population in the Upper Great Lakes has actually declined. Roberson acknowledges this and offers this analogy. If a patient's temperature goes from 105 degrees to 103 degrees, he might be getting better, but he's still sick. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell.